I have a very known scripture that I want to read this evening. I might struggle a bit with some words, but please bear with me. It is in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. That on the page 1472, if you have the black Bibles as I have. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. And it says, Christ then, having suffered for us in the flesh, do ye also arm yourself with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has done with the sin, no longer to leave the rest of his time in the flesh to man's lust, but to God's will. For the time past is sufficient for us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, walking in lasciviousness, lust, wine drinking, revels, drinkings, and unhallowed, the idolatries. Wherein they think it's strange that ye run not with them the same thing of corruption, speaking injuriously of you who shall rend account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Amen.
Amen.
There are quite a few wonderful things that we want to see here, and there are quite a few things that we don't want to happen to us from here, isn't it? It says here, Christ then having suffered for us in the flesh. First of all, we know that God sent His Son on this earth with a specific purpose. And we learned that from the Sunday school since we were little ones, and we've been told again and again, and then again and again. And we might forget, when we grow up, we tend to forget. Why? Because some things are coming along in our life. We get busy with many other things, with our professional job, with the family, with the society, with so many, barbecue, whatever, you name it. And then, suddenly, we get a little bit older, and a little bit older, and then we need to face, as we call, death. And then we pass away, and then we'll meet God, the judge of all. He is the judge, and He will judge everything. If we solve one equation in our life, I'm not so good mathematician, but I like some equations. If we are solving one equation in our life, then it will be good for us for eternity. And that's the problem of our sins in our life. That's the problem of our sins in our life. You see, dear friend, we are so sinful that we couldn't pay for our sin. If we go back in Psalms chapter 49, it says, the redemption, it was so much, so high, so expensive, that they couldn't pay the redemption for themselves. We couldn't pay for our redemption. We were so much sink in sin that we couldn't solve the problem. It is like we were in a big mud, trying to help each other with a muddy hands. Can we clean us each? Can we help us to clean one another? No, if someone with a muddy hand will come to clean my face, will make me, will just spread the mud around my face, isn't it? We needed someone from outside of that mud. We needed someone who was clean, perfect clean. And also, to be accepted, it had to be holy. For a period of time, God allowed to the Jewish people to bring a lamb as a sacrificial for their sin. And they brought that lamb. The lamb didn't sin. It was from outside. But it wasn't sufficient because that lamb, it was for the sin that they have done. The idea it is, didn't solve the problem from their souls, from in us. Yeah? So for that, God spoke with His Son. Who is going on this earth to solve the equation for people? Once for all. And once for everyone. Enough with so many lamb sacrificial, enough with so many bulls, with so many cows, with so much bloodshed. And Lord Jesus Christ said, "Here I am, send me, Father." And He came from heavenly places, from the holy places from heaven, and died for you and died for me. And Peter wanted to speak and to remind to those who wrote this letter. He said, "Christ then having suffered for us, He came from heaven and He didn't suffer for Himself. He suffered for you and for me. He died in my place and He died in your place. He died on that awful cross. The awful way. We don't have enough time to go so deep. After they mock Him, they whip Him, they put the crown of the throne crown on His head and smack Him with the rod. After mocking Him, spitting on His face. It is awful. If someone would beat Him, they spat on His face. He said nothing. He just accepted. Just to allow them to take that way and put on that cross and to die for you and for me. For God so loved the world that He gave His own begotten Son, that whosoever, the Bible wants everyone, whosoever will come to Him and believe on Him to have life eternal. Life without death. Brother Adrian just mentioned here to the Bible reading, here on this earth, who died twice, who will live once forever. If you die one in the spirit, died against the sin, and then you die in the flesh, you will live forever. Well, that might be another subject for another day. Christ then having suffered. I was thinking when I read this not long time ago, a few weeks ago, we are doing some online Bible study and we had Bible study from here, so it is quite fresh for me to remember what we spoke about. Sometimes sin is sweet, but then it is sour. Sometimes sin looks beautiful, but after all it is ugly. And awful. The devil wants to show us in a rainbow thing. Many things in this life. But we don't know what is behind the sin. That's like a gangrene. That's like a cancer. It is so awful. It is so painful. You feel so down, so depressed after you sin. You see? Just take a little bit. Oh. Just come with me. And we have so many examples. I don't have enough time to go in a little bit much deep. You know by yourself, by your experience, how many times you felt awful because you stole, because you lied, because me. Isn't it? And I wish I wouldn't do. But I just need to escape. But I felt awful. I didn't feel well because I know I'm a liar. And the liar, who is a liar, goes in hell. Who is a thief, he is going in hell. If you ever stole anything, just a rubber from your colleague in a school. If you stole anything from your job, anything, you are a thief. And you have to go in hell. But for that sin, Lord Jesus Christ led the malefactor to mock him and to crucify him. You see, dear friend, why I'm telling you all these things? It is because, it says here, Christ then having suffered for us in the flesh, do ye also arm yourself with the same mind. And he says further on, for he that has suffered in the flesh has done with sin, no longer to live the rest of his time in the flesh to man's lust. That's heavy, loaded scripture here. Whenever and however the sin will appear in your life, if you are looking to Lord Jesus Christ and how he was sacrificed, and if you look to his eyes, how he pray and cry for you, then that sin, that lust, has no meaning at all. It is empty. Has no power, has no sweetness inside, has no beauty, nothing. Once you look at him, some people, they told me, Daniel, how can I stop sinning? I said, it's simple. Oh, it's simple for you because you practiced this many ages ago. I said, no. It was hard for me in the beginning. It's hard for me even now. But it's simple. I didn't say it easy. It's simple doesn't make easy. It's simple. Just look at me, God said in Isaiah. Look at me and be ye saved. You don't need to look to the whatever you are looking to lust and to want and to demand and to so on. Just look at him. It's so simple. It's hard to turn your eyes from your lust, from your pleasure, from your desire, from your wants and so on to Lord Jesus Christ. It's a bit hard. But with a little practice to come, something that you'll say, whoa, yeah, so it's nice. I can't lie, it is. I can't say it is awful when it is nice. But it is not for me. Why? Look at him. He suffered. That's the simplest way to don't sin anymore. Whenever in your life the temptation comes and tries to take you over, if your friends, if your colleagues, if your whoever comes with you, come on, just one time. Just a little bit. Not too much like us. No. Don't look at them. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just close your eyes and imagine him dying for you on that awful cross and the blood dripping from his body as atonement for your sin. For you are just nearly going to go to do, and you won't feel any pleasure. You will say, forgive me, Lord Jesus Christ. I was nearly to go and sin. But because you died and you paid with that holy blood, I'm not going to sin anymore. It's not easy. But it is simple. Just turn your face away from the sin to Lord Jesus Christ. Every person who met Lord Jesus Christ, even the one who had demons in him, Lord Jesus just looked at them and they were saved. That's the simple way. So the time it is running. Christ then having suffered for us in the flesh, do ye also arm yourself with the same mind? Arm yourself. What does it mean in English language? Arm yourself. Take the same armor, yes? Take the same gun. Take the same thought. Take the same sword. Yeah? The third, it is God's word. And so on, if we go in Ephesians chapter 6. But let's go and see. Try to think like Lord Jesus Christ. Be Christ-like. Be Christ-like. Try to be like Him. We spoke also to our Bible study. I like it because we spoke to Bible study. And so we, as Brother David mentioned, as we are living here on this earth, we try to become much more like Him. How do I become like Him? Thinking like Him. Acting like Him. Speaking like Him. Looking like Him. Listening like Him. You see, my dear friend, there are so many ways to become like Him. Being willing like Lord Jesus Christ. He was in that garden when He was struggling and praying to the Father and said, Father, if You want to put away this cup from Me, it was too hard, too awful. But He said, not My will, not My will though, but Your will be done. Be willing like Him. Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to go with my friends. I would like to do this and that. But not My will. Be like Him. Arm yourself with the same mind. Arm yourself. Put the mind, the thoughts that Lord Jesus Christ might have. It was a long time. I think it's still there. What Jesus will do. If Jesus was here, what He would do? He would preach the same. He would speak the same. He would go to the sinner people, yeah? He would eat with them, but wouldn't live like them. That's the difference. Yeah, I can have a meal with you. I'm not going to the same way on the pleasure that you are going. I'm sorry. I can't. I remember, and I think I told you quite a few times, I told here quite a few times, when one of my dear brother, back from Romania, he was traveling from A to B with the train, and they play cards. Some people over there in the train and said, do you know to play such or such a game? And he said, yes. It was kind of, you know, a game that Christians shouldn't play. He said, yes, I know, because he was in the world before and he knew that game. And he said, would you like to play with us and join us? Because they needed another player over there. He said, I can't. They said, why? Because I don't have my hands. And he had his hands with him. He was just playing. And he said, are you mocking us? What do you have there? He said, I have hands, but they are not mine. I have fists, but they are not mine. How is that? I gave to someone else. Oh, come on. Don't you tell me you gave to someone else when you are taking your hands and feet with you in the train.
Yes.
To whom?
To Lord Jesus Christ. I need to ask Him permission.
Oh, come on, ask Him permission.
Lord Jesus Christ, you see, these friends here asked me to do this and this. Would you like me to play with them? And then he started to pray for them. And they were surprised. Am I doing the same with my friends, or maybe I'm ashamed?
I'm ashamed. Well, I'm not going to tell Lord Jesus, I'm not going to tell them that I'm a Christian now, because they don't know exactly. They know I'm going to church sometimes, you know, like everyone else, but I'm not that practical Christian. No, I'm not that deep in that. So I can afford one time, please forgive me, Lord Jesus Christ. Why do we pray to Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us to go in the sin when we should pray to Him to help us to escape from the sin? You see, my dear, that if you want to have a victorious life, turn your face, arm yourself with the same thoughts like Lord Jesus Christ. In the Philippians chapter 2, I think I found here, verse 5, yeah, on the page 1418, if you want to open, you don't need to, but it is good if you open and look with me. It says here, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, the one that Lord Jesus Christ had. Many people are struggling to live as a Christian just because they don't want to think like Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to let Christ's mind in their mind to mingle, to be one. Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, I want them to be one with me. It is His desire to be one with you. Is your desire to be one with Him? Are you taking Lord Jesus Christ in the bus? Are you taking Him in a train when you go by train? Are you taking Him to the school when you go to school? Are you taking Him in the office? Well, not so much these days with the restriction that we have. Are you taking Him in a town? Or in a shop or in a town, you are looking around to see, is any Christian to see me? I feel a little bit much free. And you feel that freedom. But the heart is starting to beat. And to beat. Why the heart is beating? Because Lord Jesus Christ is there. And He is beating and He said, no, don't look around. Look up. Look up. I know in the countryside, a Christian father took his son to stole something, to steal something. And while they went to steal something from the field, his father looked left, looked right, nobody, looked in front, looked behind. And he said, oh, okay, it's clear. His son said, pull his hand. He said, daddy, daddy, whoa, you didn't look up. You didn't look up. Oh, come on, let's go home. He didn't want to steal anymore. Because his child wanted him to look up. He can see everything. Mm-hmm. Even in the dark. The darkness is not too dark for you, said David. It cannot cover you. He can see much better. Well, it says here, I don't have enough time to go through all this, but it says here, then comes with some practice life here. For he that has suffered in the flesh has done with the sin, with sin. No longer, oh, I'm not longer slave. It is a song, wonderful song. I'm not longer slave. How free you feel. I'm no longer slave of fear. I'm no longer slave of lust. I'm no longer slave of you name it. I'm not longer slave of ... How wonderful it will be your life when you say, I'm no longer slave of. Feel free. Be free. Live free. Don't go back in Egypt. It is another song. I don't want to go back to Egypt. I want to go in the promised land. I don't want to go back to Egypt. I want to go in the promised land. Because there is freedom. There is honey. There is meal. There is abundance. I don't want to go back to Egypt. You know, slavery. To garlic, onion, and so on. I want to go in the promised land. Do you? If you want to go in the promised land, give your life to Lord Jesus Christ now. And say, Lord Jesus, I want to go also in the promised land. I want to come with you. I want to be with you. I want to feel free. Feel free. Break free. Come to Lord Jesus. And He will make, if the Son will make you free, you will be, indeed you'll be free. Don't go back to Egypt. There is Pharaoh. There are bricks to make. They are laboring. You don't deserve that. You deserve freedom. He paid for your freedom. Don't you come to Lord Jesus Christ to have that freedom life? To don't struggle anymore. To go by, I don't know, club, so, etc. And to say, I was once there. And to don't feel anybody pulling you there. Come on.
Come just one time. Look left, right, see if you, if someone will see you. No, don't go back. Look up and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your freedom. Thank you because you died on that cross. Thank you for dripping blood still to make me free.
You see, no longer to live the rest of his time. We don't know, my dear friend, we don't know how long we'll live. The time is so short. And we can see the signs of the apocalyptic, they are here. So many people died in so many weird ways. They shouldn't. We don't speak about this. But the signs are here. He's coming back soon. Are you ready to meet him on the air? Will you be taken? Well, you see, Brother Daniel, last night, don't think anymore about last night. Take a decision from now on. Say, no, I don't want to go back to that addiction, sin. They are named four big sins here. But if you go in Galatians, if you go in another scripture, you'll find many more. And it is not that you have the power. He has the power. Just go to him. Ask him. And he says here, wherein they think now, because you are not going in strange, that ye run not with them to the same thing of corruption, speaking injuriously of you. Yeah? They might swear of you, they might reject you, they might speak badly about you. Don't mind about that. If to the green tree it is making like that, how it will be the one which is dry? Lord Jesus Christ said, while he was walking towards his death. Don't think, he suffered the same. Take the cross and go a long way with him. Who shall render account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead? Some people might say, well, if I will die, whatever. Who can judge me? He, God, is the one who will judge the living and the dead. Don't think that you will escape. There are so many things that I didn't went here because the time it is running. Come to Lord Jesus Christ. He died for you. He paid for you. He wants you to be victorious, no victim. He wants you to be victorious, not to feel guilty anymore. Through him, you can do all things. Because he is the one that is giving you power. May God help us to understand and to come to him. For his name's sake, amen.
Amen.